until humanity decides to make it, so that way they put the love for truth and freedom above the love of money and power and influence and other things of this particular nature and whatnot, we will continue to have the same problems that we wish weren't there. Hello, and welcome back to the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. My name is Nathaniel Hoitmacher, and I am the show's host. Today, we'll be going on to the next step and the final step of the initiate's journey for the postulant phase. And this step has to do with what I call true care, what other people have called true care. Some traditions have called it the generative principle, which is important, and we'll come back to that particular aspect of it later and whatnot. But this is something that most people don't understand how much this impacts literally everything in terms of what goes on in their life, why they do what they do, and things of this particular nature. If you don't care about something, it doesn't get done, or it gets, half-assed, so to speak. You just put in the bare minimum effort to do what's going on there, and you don't make it so that way you do everything to the utmost that you can with it. This is the part that we talked about in terms of living in integrity earlier in the series that has to do with the three parts of ourself, our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions, and making it so that way they're all in alignment and in agreement. And only then can it make it so that way you go and have that happen. And so the true care part, of course, is the emotional aspect of it. It can also be influenced by the logical aspect of things with it. If you can make it so that way you can empathize with those particular arguments that are being made that are logical by other people and whatnot, this can help with it too, or just from reasoning it out for yourself and making that particular thing happen there with it. And so the world is as screwed up as it is because people don't care about it enough for what's going on with it to take action in their own ways to change the world, and not enough of us are doing that. It is quite a terrible state of being that the world is in. It doesn't have to be. I'm not saying all aspects of it are bad or whatever the deal is, but we are trending in the wrong direction is the point. And until humanity decides to make it so that way they put the love for truth and freedom above the love of money and power and influence and other things of this particular nature and whatnot, we will continue to have the same problems that we wish weren't there for it. We cannot achieve the noble aim of making it so that way humanity has peace and abundance and prosperity and freedom and any modicum of security and all these other things that humanity claims that it wants for itself until we have enough care to actually go and change the way that we behave in this world by changing our consciousness and making it so that way we can empathize with others and the world around us and what surrounds us and the things that are going on within our own lives, and decide that enough is enough. We don't want to play this type of game anymore. Humanity, unfortunately, is like a little kid who, you know, is playing with some fire and that kind of thing with it, and keeps burning themselves with that, thinking that we can just keep doing the exact same thing over and over again and not get burned, which of course we can't. That's not how the laws of this particular reality work, whether we like it or not. And we also are a species with amnesia, meaning that we have forgotten the cycles of history and our own histories, and making it so that way we don't understand how the rules of this reality work to the level that we should. And so we keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again, both on a personal level and a collective level for things. So when we have true care, when we make it so that we can have this level of capacity with inside of us, things can really change then. You know, it's like, do you really care about taking care of your body and eating properly and whatnot, or are you only paying lip service to it? Do you really care about making it so that way, you know, you take care of the needs of the people around you that are maybe are going hungry, or that don't have a roof over their head, or whatever the deal is, or are you only paying lip service to that as well? Are only doing stuff to make it so that way it makes you feel better temporarily, but you don't want to actually deal with the problems that are the underlying issues that continuously allow those things to be in existence for what's going on. Too many of us do not actually care. And this part here is what binds everything else together. If you can't come to where you care about something enough, to where you want to change things within yourself or around you enough to make it so that way you take action for it, everything's going to be a struggle. You're going to make it so that way you have to engage in willpower instead to get things to change with it. Not to saying that you won't need willpower, because you're going to need that too in certain stages. But if you make it so that way that's your only fuel that you have, instead of also having care as part of it, and compassion as part of it, and making it so that way you have gratitude and wanting to make it so that way you have the generative aspect of things there with it, you're not going to get anywhere. It's going to be a huge struggle if you do, and it's not going to be worth it to you in the long run for things. And that makes it so that way when you're fighting old habits and whatnot, willpower may not be enough in order to change the things that you want to change in your life. And so that is kind of an idea for what's going on there. You know, Buddha's philosophy about life and the original sense of it before it was turned into a religion and whatnot had to do with removing suffering and making it so that way it was removing the suffering from yourself as well as from other people. And so once you've learned some of these things, once you've made it so that way you understand these things, it's your job to put it out there and help alleviate the suffering of humanity. And we need to have the mentality that as one suffers, all suffer. Until we get to that state of being, until we get to the point where that is our default in consciousness, that if anybody is suffering, that all are suffering, we're not going to make it so that way we can actually change anything for the long term and the long haul here, unfortunately. It's just because that means that we are looking at things as divided and making it so that way we think that humanity is somehow separate from us and whatnot. We all share the same hopes and dreams and desires. At least the vast majority of us are in alignment with that. We all want the same things on certain levels, regardless of who we are and where we come from and our personal backgrounds and all of that. And too many people are sitting on the sidelines and they're watching the game, and there's very few players that are in it. And that's the people who care one way or another for what they're doing. Maybe they're not doing it for the right reasons. Maybe they Maybe they're only doing it for selfish motivations and whatnot, but they care enough to go after their goals. They care enough to make it so that way they bring about the change that they want to see in the world, regardless of whether it's good or not. And we need way more people who care about other people and want to change things to this level for what's going on. Now, the reason why I'm also bringing up Buddha is because this is the importance of understanding his story for it. I'm going to do a condensed version of this, but somebody was asking Buddha, you know, how many beings are there in the universe and whatnot? And so Buddha was standing at the banks of one of the rivers in India. I forget which one. It might have been the Narmada or the Ganges. Anyway, he was standing there with it, and it's a very silty, sandy bank for the river and whatnot. And he said that there are more beings in this universe than there are grains of sand here that can be seen with it. And so then the same person asked, well, how many people will hear your message? And then Buddha went and grabbed a handful of the sand and said, this is how many people will ever hear my message. And then the person asked Lord Buddha, out of those people, how many of them will actually attain enlightenment and actually, you know, go through the process that needs to be done with it to reach the goals that they want to on the initiate's journey? And so then Buddha took his other hand, put a little bit on his fingernail, just enough to cover it, and then pull it out. And he said, this is how many that will. And so, of course, Buddha had no illusion or delusion about how many people would actually go through the journey and how many people would actually partake in it and whatnot. He knew it was a very small minority of people who would even bother to listen to what he had to say. And out of those that listened, even most of those wouldn't, you know, go all the way. And as Buddha's stated earlier also, you know, and that I mentioned in this podcast earlier, at some point, was that there are only two mistakes on the road to truth. Not starting, which is what happens for the vast majority of the people, and then not going all the way. And that's usually what happens to almost all the others. And so the only way you're going to start is if you have something that makes you change your mind for it. There's got to be something that makes it so that you want something different for yourself with it. You have to care enough to go and get that for yourself. And that can be something that's a motivating event. You know, that you see someone who, you know, is a friend of yours or a family member or something like that, maybe even a celebrity or whatever, that's gone through some sort of heartache and a hard time and were motivated enough to change and then saw that they actually did change, whatever that change is that you want for yourself. And then you go and get inspired enough by doing so to actually try to take your journey. The question is, will you go all the way towards your goal and be able to maintain it in the long term, etc.? And then, unfortunately, for most people, that's not what motivates them. That's not what gets them to where they need to go or where they want to go on activating any of their particular plans that they have for life or becoming a better person or whatever it is that's going on. What really ends up happening for most people, what really makes it so that way they change, is that they need to have something terrible happen to them. They need basically to get down all the way to rock bottom or near it, and then they realize that they can't continue living this way anymore with it. Or maybe it's not them, but somebody else around them that they truly care about deeply, and they see the suffering that they've gone through in the process of stuff with it, and they know if they continue down that same road that they're going to end up in the same spot and that they can't do it anymore. So then they change their mind about stuff, and that's when they really, you know, try to change things around and make life better for themselves. So that's the most important part of all this, is that on the initiate's journey, is that you have to care. We talked about how you have to believe in a higher power and whatnot as the stepping stone for the first episodes that I was talking about and the importance of that. And that, there's no faith that's based in this in any way, shape, or form, except in the beginning stages, and then everything else is becomes a science where you can test it out for yourself directly and see how it works and the impact that it has on your life when you start doing these things with it. This is one of the areas that's the most difficult to give to somebody else. You can't really cultivate this in somebody else that easily, meaning the care part. You can teach them stuff. You can make it so that way they have that. But you creating desire in somebody to want to change that's beneficial for them and for other people is extremely difficult to accomplish. And the only thing that I can say in this particular instance is to tie things to what you're already inspired by or that you absolutely cannot stand. These are the two main things with it. Things you don't want to come into being that are too horrendous that you can't fathom coming into being and you want nothing to do with that, or that really boils your blood. With it, that's something you already care about. Because if you care about it enough to make it so, well, you get angry about it and just deal with it on that level and have that emotional, capacity for what's going on with it, then that's good. If we see someone harming a child as an example for it, most people that, have any level of healthy relationship with themselves and the world around themselves and whatnot are going to step in to try to help that child and make it so that way they don't allow that suffering to continue to come into being for them and whatnot. That is where the righteous indignation, this volcanic energy can come into you and be like, enough's enough of this stuff with it. We can't have the child be physically abused or emotionally abused anymore. We need to do something about this and whatnot. And so that is one way of doing things. The other way is, okay, I have this goal. Okay, well, can the goal be better? Can it be more important? Can the goal be a stepping stone to a bigger goal? You got to aim up on this type of stuff. You got to make it so that way you're truly inspired by it. Life's a struggle anyway, as I've mentioned before, and all of us know that have lived on this planet long enough. You might as well make it so that way you have a struggle that's worthwhile, that gives you meaning and purpose for things. It makes it so that way you want to do better every day and wake up and do something that's meaningful with your life and help other people as well as helping yourself out and making it so that way things just start becoming better and better rather than allowing chaos to take over and whatnot. We don't need chaos to teach us everything with it. We can learn from the mistakes of others. We can learn from the mistakes of the past. We can learn from the mistakes of our own personal past. We can make it so that way we can just reason things out and realize that that's never going to work and that isn't a good idea either. Most people don't do these things, but we don't have to go down this particular way and this modality of thinking. And so, if you want to become, let's say, financially free and make it so you don't have to work for somebody else, well, that's good. It'll give you time to work on the things and do with the things you actually care about and whatnot. But what if there's a bigger goal that you can go behind it? Beyond it and whatnot, the goal behind the goal. What is it that you really want to do? The money doesn't matter. The money is just a means to get what other things that you want. It could be that you want to take vacations. It could be that you want to spend time with your family. It could be that you want to make it so that way you work for yourself. It could be that you want to write a book. It could be whatever. So the goal behind the goal is the more inspiring part. That's the part that you actually care about, What your dreams and aspirations and hopes are. These are the things that are the other side of the coin that can make it so that way you care about something. And if you can tie your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations to this other stuff to make it so that way you can use that as a way of, to fuel you forward to make it so that way you can actually go after what you truly want, so much more the better and whatnot. Elon Musk right now, he's trying to make it so that way we go to Mars and we land on there soon enough with people and start a colony there and whatnot. Maybe he never achieves that goal in his lifetime. Maybe it's too far for what we can do at this stage of stuff for humanity. And maybe he only gets us to where we have a colony on the moon. You know what? He did something different. He went and made it so that way things are changed for better and whatnot. He reinvigorated the space race. Now there are other people that are interested in it again for the first time in decades. We have to making it so that way people are trying to push that technology further and whatnot, and trying to make it so that way we can get off this planet and have another area that we can live and call a home if necessary in case something happens for it. And he's already changed history by doing so and whatnot. I don't care whether you're like Elon Musk or not. That's not the point of this. The point is that he's aimed so high up on his goal, and it motivates him so much that even if he falls short of his actual goal, he's still going to accomplish something amazing and whatnot. He cares about this particular project enough to put money on the line for it and to make it so that way everything works out well for him. And, you know, he spends a lot of time on this particular project, and it's something that's truly inspiring. That's something that can help you with this too. Figure out something that truly inspires you. So this is the most important thing, is the care part. If you don't care, nothing else is going to come into being in any way, shape, or form with it. You're not going to want to learn about natural law. You're not going to want to learn about yourself. You're not going to want to make changes in your own life. You're not going to want to make it so that way you do anything for that. And you want to have this deep-seated desire in you that makes it so that way you really want to go after things. You really want to change things for yourself, for other people. So choose a goal for yourself that is so inspiring, or choose a goal for yourself that's so important that you can't allow that stuff to happen anymore on the negative side of things and whatnot, you know, with the righteous indignation that we've brought up before. Something that you're so passionate about that makes it so that way these things are more important to you than, say, money or prestige or social clout or power. Because if you don't choose that, and you're going to go down the wrong road, and you're going to make things more difficult for yourself, probably those around you, and definitely for other people and whatnot, as you try to exploit them further and try to make it so that way you just view people as cogwheels in a machine to use for your own aims rather than as unique individuals, and making it so that way, you know, you're not adding any more misery to this world. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you've gotten something from it, I would especially encourage you to leave a like or a follow. For those of you that are interested in working with me further and whatnot, you can go to my website at forbiddenknowledge.org, and you can message me there to try to figure out if being a mentor for you works best, and being part of that program and whatnot. If you're just curious and want to get more information about how the Initiate's Journey works and what's going further forward with it, and please sign up for the email list. There'll be new emails that'll be coming out shortly to illuminate things more. Soon we'll be leaving this particular stuff behind, and we'll be going on to the new parts of the new seasons and whatnot, and that'll make it so that way things are going to be easier to digest and get into the meat and potatoes of things with it. We'll be leaving the postulant phase behind. So thank you all for listening, and you all take care. I'll see you in the next episode.